people have a passion, and then there are people who turn that passion into a movement. And today's guest is very much the latter. She is someone who has turned a genuine love of the outdoors into something truly special. Now, if you've ever wanted to grab a rod, head out on the water, and just enjoy the simple joy of fishing, today's guest is going to inspire you to do exactly that. Sam Beckman is the heart and soul behind Two Bent Rods, a driving force in women's recreational fishing, a finalist in the Australian Small Business Achievement Awards, and a key part of the City of Moreton's Healthy and Active program. She's also a published author. This woman does it all. Sam, welcome to 101.5 Podcasts again.
Morning, Deb, and to everybody listening. Well, we had a fantastic time over the holidays with Active Holidays on behalf of Moreton City Council. And now the holidays are done, we are moving into Healthy and Active Moreton. And we have a few programs coming up towards the end of May and beginning of June at Deception Bay and Ballara. And these are $5 per person. We supply all the bait, the tackle and the fishing equipment. And it's a great opportunity to get out there and have a go and let your kids have a go at fishing without having to go to the expense of purchasing all the equipment. But these tickets do go quickly, so jump on the website and check them out. The other thing we've done for Moreton Council was the Moreton Youth Week Fishing Comp. And that was another great success. I think this is the fourth year we've run it. The comp has finished and the winners have been collecting their prizes. And we had some standout entrants from Bo Inglis, Riker Weir, Ethan Patterson, and they put in such a great effort. And we've also had some fantastic businesses that put up their hands to sponsor prizes for the comp. And it was great to see that so many wanted to get behind it and to get behind the kids. And the comp's also a great way to get out and explore your local area while you're finding new fishing spots. So we hope to be back bigger and better next year. We've also had the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic. We've rebranded that and we've taken the comp national, and that was pretty much over the April holidays. And we had entrants from every state, and I was so, so excited to see that happen. And I'm really excited to see what this comp turns into. So in 2.5 years, I've grown it to be one of the largest kids-only fishing comps in the country. And kids can live and fish anywhere throughout Australia. And the comp is very beginner-friendly. And also throughout the comp, a couple of opportunities with some of our sponsors have come up for the teenagers that enter it. We put forward a couple of our category winners as potential ambassadors or to be sponsored by some major brands. And I'm so excited for the kids. And that really was not an avenue that I was thinking of. So I'm really happy that it has come about. And then we enter a few awards as part of our marketing strategy. So the Australian Small Business Achievement Awards, we were a finalist in the Children's Services. We didn't win, however, I still made some great connections and had a great night. And the event was held at the Star in Sydney last weekend. There was 8,500 entries, and that came down to 1,560 finalists. And they tout this one as the Oscars of Small Business. But it still was a great time. Towards the end of the month, down in Melbourne, the BEAM Awards are on, and Two Bent Rods are finalists in three categories there: Sustainable Impact, Community Leader, and Social Change Maker. And unfortunately, I can't make that one, but we'll be there in spirit. And one thing that I am very proud of, Two Bent Rods has been accredited a silver award for the Best of Queensland. And this is for the second year in a row. We have gained 95 out of 100 possible points. And this achievement is on merit, customer reviews, accreditations, and meeting particular benchmarks. And we are classed as an attraction for that. Now, with the cooler weather coming in, Taylor are nearly here. And we've got a comp coming up this weekend for Taylor with the Two Bent Rods Fishing Challenge. And the comp's for teenagers and adults. So at the moment, the teen we're coming a tie, two wins each for the teenagers and adults. Taylor are great to target around the Moreton Bay region coming into this time of year, especially around dawn and dusk and at night around the lights, the gutters and the deeper water. They'll school up in estuaries and saltwater lakes, and they're a great fish to target both from land and boat. And quite often when you start catching them, you'll start to catch a few, especially if you can get onto a school. There's some great spots around the Moreton Bay area to catch them, including land-based. So the Redcliffe, Woody Point, Shorncliffe Piers, at the foreshores, Bribie Island beaches, the Wurrum Beach gutters, Bongaree Jetty, and even along the rock walls and beaches along Scarborough. Overcast and windy days can fire them up as well. Bigger tides can help. And look for the birds working. So if you're seeing the seagulls all swooping down or the bait fish are jumping, start to have a bit of a go there. You only need a basic rig, so a simple running sinker works well. Make sure that you have some leader. The tailor's teeth can get very, very sharp. Some people use gang hooks, so three hooks joined together, and they put a pilly or a pilchard on, or you can even go to a single 4 or 6-0 hook. And with your sinkers, only have enough weight to hold onto the bottom. You can use lures as well, so metal slugs, stick baits and soft plastics, and fast retrieves work quite well. If the tailor are chopping you off constantly, maybe increase your leader thickness. And also, when you're eating them, they're best eaten fresh on the day and bleed them straight away. And then keep them nice and cold, and you should enjoy a lovely little feast. Anyway, that is all from me for this time, so hope to see you out on the water next time.
What an absolutely wonderful conversation that was. Sam Beckman, you are one of a kind, and we are so grateful you took the time to join us today on 101.5. Whether you are a fisherwoman yourself, a small business owner chasing your dreams, or someone who just loves seeing people pour their heart into their community, I hope today's chat has left you feeling inspired. Sam's work with Two Bent Rods, her dedication to getting women out on the water, her contribution to the City of Moreton's Healthy and Active program, and her recognition as a finalist in the Australian Small Business Achievement Awards speaks for itself. Go check out her children's books, follow her journey, and we will catch you all next time. Thanks for listening. Cast your net and listen to more of Sam's podcasts here on 101.5fm.com.au.